Stephanie Zimmerman holds her 7-week-old daughter, who has been dozing quietly until right now.
You are going to start to squizzle.
Zimmerman hands the baby off to one of her other kids. Over the years, 5 of her now 8 kids have gone to North Star Charter.
I have loved North Star. My kids, if I can brag, are all very bright. And so we've wanted something that was going to push a little harder. We found that up at North Star.
But this year, she plans to homeschool. The possibility of North Star losing its charter and closing mid-year is part of the reason.
Kids are pretty adaptable, but it's still hard on them. They would lose a lot of time. If you've got to switch schools and switch friends, you've got weeks there where they're in school and they're not necessarily learning. They're readjusting. It's wasted time.
Zimmerman says she thought the financial crisis had been averted, so she was surprised when Meridian announced about 3 weeks ago it would pull North Star's charter. So was Bill Russell.
I'm really quite baffled by that.
Russell sits on North Star's board of directors. He says the school has a solid academic record with good test scores and mentions in national high school rankings.
It is really quite incomprehensible that anybody, including the Meridian School District, wouldn't be looking at North Star and saying, how do we make this place survive?
Meridian spokesman Eric Exline says the district is doing what it has to.
The law outlines what your responsibilities are as an authorizer, and our board feels that if you take on the responsibility of being an authorizer, then you have to do it to the best of your ability.
That law says a charter must be financially sustainable for the next year. North Star has an understanding with its creditors through next summer. Meridian's board says that's not firm enough and allows the creditors to demand their money at any time. Russell says that wouldn't happen. If it did, the school could close mid-year, and most of its 900-plus kids would likely end up in Meridian schools. And that, says Exline, would be bad.
If, for example, North Star were to close in February, the majority of the funding that you would have received for those kids would already have been given to North Star, and it wouldn't end up coming to us. We would have to serve those students then without the resources. It would be a strain on our system.
In Idaho, state money follows the student, but it's handed out at certain times of the year. By far, the largest chunk comes from attendance before November 1st. So if North Star closed, the best-case scenario for Meridian would be for that to happen before November. If all of North Star's students from last year went to Meridian schools by that time, it could mean more than $4 million for the district. A closure later in the year would mean less money for Meridian. And if a lot of North Star parents take their kids out before school starts, like Stephanie Zimmerman, that would decrease the potential influx later. North Star board member Bill Russell says that's not happening.
We have seen some withdrawals, but we've actually seen more new enrollments. So at this point, on a net basis, we're up.
School officials say so far 975 students have enrolled for fall, compared to 920 last year. North Star has to respond to Meridian's intent to revoke the school's charter by next week. If Meridian board members don't change their minds then, North Star could pursue a public hearing. Russell says if necessary, the school will appeal to the State Board of Education. If the state board sides with North Star, the school can stay open. If it sides with Meridian, North Star would have to shut its doors. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.